Welcome to Philanthropy Today. Our goal is to inspire giving by educating listeners on ways to give and how to connect with charitable causes. My name is Dave Lewis. I'm your host of Philanthropy Today. Thank you for joining the show. Visiting today with Dr. Eric Higgins, who is on the Community Foundation Board, and it's a new series that we're starting here with the Philanthropy Today podcast. Dr. Higgins, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate being here.
Well, we've got a lot of things to talk about today.
I hope so.
You're a Manhattan kid.
I am. So my dad moved here in 1980. And he was a professor in the stat department at K-State. And so I graduated high school here and also did my undergraduate here at K-State. So, yeah, I kind of call Manhattan home. I wasn't born here. I was born in Columbia, Missouri. But I call Manhattan home and I've been back since 2001. So it's been great to be here and love the community and love being able to help out.
You are on the Community Foundation Board, and I understand you're fairly new to the board, but not to the Community Foundation.
That's true. I have been about a year on the board, but for many years I've been on the investment committee. So obviously we are reviewing the investment performance of the Community Foundation. And so, you know, I'm fortunate to have some background in that and able to help out in that area. And I'm happy to help. So I've been doing that for many years. And then now kind of chairing the investment committee and being on the board. It's great.
And that's a key factor in a lot of the decisions that go on here and distribution of funds, you know, gathering of funds, all the kinds of everything just kind of revolves around that investment window. And a lot of people don't understand all the nuts and bolts that goes into running a community foundation.
Well, it really is. You know, one of the things, and I've been fortunate to be on other foundation investment committees and things over the years. And, you know, there is a trust that's placed by the donors in the organizations that they give to. And those of us in the community that are able to help out and really help make sure that those gifts are being stewarded correctly and you know, to the best use is real important. And so hopefully, you know, when people in the community see professionals out there that are on these boards, they can feel confident in their giving. It's a trust. And so I take that very seriously, that we want to make sure that those dollars are being invested and spent in the right ways. And, you know, I hope that people can trust that with the people we have on our boards, really throughout the community, but especially here at the Community Foundation. We've got a lot of great professionals on the investment committee and, of course, on the executive board.
In the world of finance, that gives you pretty much a key perspective on a lot of things. And I would imagine that a lot of the things that you have learned through your career in education, through your career in finance, it sounds like you bring a lot to the table.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's an interesting perspective from where I come from. So I, you know, I'm not necessarily coming from the perspective of one that manages money, but I'm coming from one who knows all about it and what to expect, the risk and return and that sort of thing. So I'm able to bring some different perspectives and some unique questions that I think are helpful for you know, the Community Foundation, for those on that manage our money, that, you know, just making sure that everything is going well. So, you know, again, I think that is unique in terms of that perspective.
How did you get involved in the foundation world in charitable giving?
Well, you know, my mentor was John Graham. John was the CEO of the Farm Bureau of Financial Companies. And in fact, when I was an undergraduate student, I had his class, his personal investment management class that he taught in the evenings while he was still CEO at Farm Bureau. And I loved it. And I loved Dr. Graham back then, you know. And when I came back in 2001, he had retired for the first time. He kind of came back and forth, but retired. And he was on the faculty at K-State. And so I got to know him, not just as a student, but then as a colleague. And John was really the first that got me introduced to helping out in the community. In fact, the first thing he asked me to do is to be in Rotary. So like you, Dave, a Rotarian. And from there, you know, it kind of expanded to different things. And of course, with John, he introduced me to a lot of people involved in different foundations. So I spent many years on the Meadowlark Hills Foundation board and investments committees. And, you know, again, all kind of thanks to John. And, you know, it's huge. You know, we had kind of talked about it a little bit before here, but, you know, I think what John really taught me was the importance of giving of your time. You know, we have everybody, all these organizations need money. We all need money. And that's great. But, you know, I look at it as, you know, you can always find more money. You can always develop more talents, but you only got a limited amount of time. And that's our most valuable commodity. And John was one that always gave of his time, whether it was personal with just interacting with you or his work on, you know, all the different organizations he was involved with. It was amazing. I was in awe of what he was able to do. And so I think really that was kind of the motivation for it. I you know, before I came back, I was in Philadelphia. I was working at Drexel University and doing other things. And I probably didn't think about that. It was really John that got me thinking about it. And I feel very good about the time I've spent in these organizations. Of course, the time I spent a lot of it with John. So it was great.
During his time, he left an indelible mark on this community, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, treasure is one thing, but the time, you know, John had a way of engaging with people that made you feel like you were the only person in the room or the only mm-hmm. person talking to him. And again, it's that time, investing that time in the person that you're talking to or investing the time in the organization that you're supporting and really taking it seriously. And that was huge. And so, yeah, I mean, and you could see his legacy throughout Manhattan and a lot of the different organizations here. But again, I go back. It's the time, the giving of yourself, giving of that time, which is your most precious commodity, to you know, engage with individuals, to engage with organizations, and give it your fullest.
And you know what, John? Every time you shook his hand, he was looking right in your eyes, and that eye contact, that ability to connect.
Yes.
Is a rare treat.
It was. And, you know, I hope to only kind of get to where he was at. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's exactly it. And the thing is, the connection is real. You know, he wanted to help you as an individual. If you're talking to him, he wanted to help the organizations that he was working with. So it came from a place of a true spirit of giving. And so, you know, that's kind of what I try to emulate a little bit.
As the as a professor in the Department of Finance at Kansas State University, how do you teach this to some of the young people that come through your program?
Well, that's a great question.
I only ask great questions.
It is. You're doing great. So, you know, I think that's an important thing. You know, one of the things that I try to emphasize to our students is that it is about the network you create, the relationships that you create. You know, I can teach you, some finance skills, and that's great. But if you're not able to communicate with that, if you're not able to relate to people, if you're not able to talk to them about these issues, you're not going to be very good in your profession. And so that relationship, that network that you create is huge. And so, I try to emphasize that, you know, whether it's doing presentations or talking to them individually, to try to bring that home, that you have to have that. You have mm-hmm. to have that skill.
So let's talk a bit about your engagement in the community. You've been involved in the Community Foundation as a trustee for a number of years. What are some of the projects that you participate in to help push along?
Well, one that is recent here that I think is a great opportunity for the city of Manhattan and in the region is our daycare accelerator. Mm-hmm. So seeing that and starting that, and again, great volunteers that got that underway at the Community Foundation. I think that's going to be a game changer for us here. You know, one of the things that you know, we hope to do in philanthropy is to improve our community, to improve the standard of living in our community. And, you know, one of the things that's at the fore for any community is daycare, childcare. There's a lack of it. There's a need for it. And so I am, you know, it's a newer project, but I'm really excited about that and where it can go. And I would encourage anybody that has interest in that or skills in that. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to need things as we go forward. We're going to need money as we go forward. But I think that is a true game changer for us in terms of impacting the community. I think it's going to be great.
And there's a tremendous vision for this. And I think that that's one of the things you, when you know, you've been around here for an awful long time and you've seen over the last, you know, 40 some years or however long you've been around Manhattan and Kansas State University, how the climate here has changed, this tremendous synergy that we have. I mean, we've grown. Our population has gone probably far beyond what we ever expected. What we have for commerce, retail, what we have for education is so greatly expanded from where it was when you were a student at Kansas State.
Absolutely is. But, you know, some of the other things I do try to help out with is economic development here in Manhattan. You know, and Manhattan has done well, really well. There are areas that, you know, we need to work on for both economic development, to make sure we have continued growth, but to make sure that our community is one that is welcoming, is affordable in different ways for individuals when they come here. You know, if we want to continue to grow and bring businesses in, we have to bring in the people. And of course, that's wages and salaries, but there are a lot of other things that go with it. And things like daycare are one of those things that, you know, with philanthropic dollars, we're able to help. You know, we've done a lot also, you know, with the arts here in Manhattan through philanthropic giving. You've seen that with the Discovery Center and now the new Museum of Light that's coming. So you know, there are, we're trying to move that needle for people that come to the community, but you know, I mean, that's necessary. We have to. It's absolutely important.
We've talked about childcare, but there are a number of other holes that I think still need to be addressed. And what do you foresee some of those future challenges for the Manhattan community to be?
Well, you know, I one of the things that a lot of people talk about, and it's obviously an issue, is affordable housing, and the need for housing in the community. And, you know, that is clearly an issue. That's one that I sometimes struggle with to see if there's a way that philanthropic dollars are going to, you know, particularly move the needle on that. I think some of that is just growth in and of itself. As we bring in the jobs and the demand for that increases, we're going to see more housing and things being built. But clearly there's a need for that here in Manhattan. And so, you know, to the extent to which we're able to help with that, that's great. Again, I think a lot of it can be some of those things that go with living in the community, whether it's daycare, arts, those sorts of things. I think that is a way that we can help out a lot in the community with the foundation. So I think that's a big issue. You know, I think that workforce is an issue. And so the extent to which we can help with training and engaging the workforce here in Manhattan, I think that's huge. Obviously, you know, we're going to have InBAF really kind of getting fully online pretty soon. They're going to need people there. So to the extent to which we can help with that, whether it's through education through the Manhattan Technical College or K-State or whatever it is, to be able to help out, I think is huge. And healthcare, you know, is the other big one that is huge in Manhattan.
Yeah, we've seen some tremendous advancements there, and you and I both have had some health issues over the last few years, and I count myself to be very fortunate to have a lot of the expertise, a lot of the talent that we need to have here for a growing community.
That is huge, right? And, you know, I mean, Manhattan, like every other community around, you know, nursing shortages and things, so we got to look at ways to do that. I had the good fortune for many years of being on the board of the Meadowlark Hills Foundation. Man, I cannot tell you how blessed Manhattan is to have a facility like Meadowlark Hills for our community. You know, one of the that is a huge challenge. One of the things that I think unfortunately we're seeing a lot is, especially in the area of skilled nursing, a lot of the smaller communities can't support that anymore, whether it's, you know, the reimbursements from the government aren't enough, that sort of thing. It's difficult. It's a challenge. And so here in Manhattan, we have that facility. And through the work we've done at the Metal Arc Foundation and things, we really don't turn people away. You know, you run out of money, we're not kicking you out. You know, we have the money to support that through our foundation and the giving that happens there, which of course, you know, can happen through the Community Foundation and Grow Green Match Day. But that's huge. Having that type of facility, the rehabilitation facility that's there, is amazing. And, you know, along with having our hospital here and other things, that's tremendous. It's tremendous.
What inspired you to be part of the Metal Arc Foundation?
John Graham.
Works out that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it did. You know, John had introduced me to Terry Arthur, who was on the board at the time. And I, you know, talked to Terry about it. And they were looking for some people with some investment experience to be there. And well, yeah, I've got that. So sure, happy to help out. And so, yeah, it was really through John and Terry Arthur got that going.
What advice would you give a would-be philanthropist in the Manhattan area?
The first thing I would say is time, right? You know, you may or may not have a ton of money, and fine, that doesn't matter. All of these organizations run on people, and we need people to help out. So the very first way I would encourage anybody, I don't care how old you are, to get involved with philanthropy is giving of your time. That's huge. We all have boards. We all need people on the boards. We all need volunteers to distribute, you know, the gifts that are given, whether it's money or whether it's, you know, something as simple as food or things like that. We need people. So, you know, I would say begin your journey by volunteering. You know, find an organization that you think fits what your passions are and start volunteering, whether it's on a board, whether it's, you know, distributing food, whatever it is. And then increase your engagement. And I would encourage everybody, try to find somebody who's on that board or whoever that you're serving with and maybe has been on there a while that can be your mentor, that can help you along that journey as you go. I think that's huge. And obviously I was very fortunate to have that, but there are a lot of us that sit on these boards that are happy to talk to people about it and help them on their journey as they go. But don't be intimidated by it. Don't be intimidated because I don't have a lot of money. I don't have this. And you do, you have your time. And all of us have different talents that come to the table. Mine happens to be in the finance area, but there are a lot of other talents that are needed. And so just come to the table.
You are a wonderful part of the John Graham legacy. What would the Eric Higgins legacy be?
You know, my hope would be is that, you know, hey, service the community. That, you know, and again, I think that's probably John too, but there's more to being in a community than just working in the community and doing your thing. And I could have done that. I mean, that's fine. I could have gone and done whatever I wanted. But I've gotten so much more out of being engaged with my community and seeing it hopefully get better through the organizations that I've been involved with. So, you know, if I have a legacy, it's that is, you know, hey, be involved with your community. That's huge. And you're going to get a lot more out of it as an individual than what you probably give to the organization. And so that's huge. And so hopefully that's part of the legacy. But again, it's probably John to an extent.
You know, I think that, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do with money. One of the greatest things, if not the greatest thing, is that you can give it to people in need.
Exactly. And, you know, from my perspective, that's where I come in too. And others can come in is that giving of that money is huge. You know, that's something you've worked really hard to earn. And I'm going to make sure that it's spent well, that it's invested well, that we give you what you want to see out of those funds. And that's kind of what I bring to my little thing that I bring to the table. And if that helps, great. You know, that's what I look at.
Eric Higgins, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you and an honor to have you here on Philanthropy Today and continue to do the good work that John Graham taught you and that, you know, we look forward to seeing and hearing from more of your proteges yourself.
Well, thank you, Dave. And thank you for producing this and doing this. I think it's a great thing. And we appreciate your time that you give to us. So thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Philanthropy Today, an inside look at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. You can always learn more about the GMCF at our website, mcfks.org. We also invite you to subscribe to Philanthropy Today on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dave Lewis. I'm proud to host Philanthropy Today. It's hosted and produced in the Ad Astra Cast Studios in downtown Manhattan, Kansas.